USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump has denied he's been briefed on reported U.S. intelligence that a Russian military unit offered bounties secretly to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times reported American intelligence officials concluded months ago that Russian officials offered the rewards for successful attacks on American service members at a time when the U.S. and the Taliban were holding talks to end the 18-year war. The White House and National Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe issued statements denying that Trump or Vice President Pence have been briefed on any such intelligence. And a Taliban spokesman said the militants strongly reject that allegation. Trump, in a morning tweet, said, "No one briefed or told me, or Vice President Mike Pence, or Chief of Staff Mark Meadows about the so-called attacks on our troops in Afghanistan by Russians." This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Mississippi is on the verge of changing its state flag to erase a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. The flag's supporters resisted efforts to change it for decades, but rapid developments in recent weeks have changed dynamics on the issue in a tradition-bound state. Many local politicians have said people will get to vote on a flag design in another statewide election. The new design without the Confederate symbol will be put on the ballot November 3rd, but there will be only one choice. If majority voting that day accepts the new design, it will become the new state flag. The campaigns for former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump released diversity statistics that show less than half of their senior teams are made up of people of color. The Biden campaign disclosed that 35% of its full-time staff, and the Trump campaign followed, announcing that 26% of its senior staff are people. The Trump campaign said that women comprise 56% of its senior staff, and the Biden campaign said theirs is comprised of 53%. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Amid a wave of calls for statues to come down and names to be changed because of racist connotations, California Democrats would like to rename a well-known airport. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
They want to change the name of John Wayne Airport in Orange County, saying that the late actor was a racist and a homophobe.
I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
The move comes after a controversial interview with Playboy magazine by the legendary actor in 1971 resurfaced and made the rounds on social media. In it, Wayne does appear to voice opinions about homosexuality, African Americans, and Native Americans that are considered racist and homophobic. Local Democrats are pressing the County Board of Supervisors to change the name of the airport back to its original name, which was Orange County Airport. I'm Chris Barnes.
The New York Police Department says so far this month, 233 members have filed for retirement, nearly double the amount compared to the same time last year. According to retired New York Police Department Lieutenant Darren Porcher, who teaches criminal justice at Pace University, the lack of support from political leaders is one component. The second is the cantankerous relationship between the police and community with relations. In the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis on May 25th, thousands of protesters have been marching daily against the police in New York City, and now hundreds are camping out in front of City Hall demanding Mayor Bill de Blasio cut over $1 billion from the New York City Police Department's budget. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.